This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended his Republican presidential campaign just before the New Hampshire primary, and he has endorsed former U.S. President Donald Trump. He ended his White House bid on Sunday after failing to meet lofty expectations that he would seriously challenge the former president, and after finishing a distant second in the leadoff Iowa caucuses. Early primary polls had suggested DeSantis was in a strong position to challenge Trump. He and his allies amassed a political fortune well in excess of $100 million, but his campaign was hamstrung by missteps. He now turns to completing his second and final term as the governor of the state of Florida. The health ministry in Gaza says the Palestinian death toll from the war between Israel and Hamas and the besieged territory has surpassed 25,000. Israel's government has announced the death of another hostage and appears far from achieving its goal of freeing more than 100 others and crushing the militant group. The war's deaths, destruction, and displacement are without precedent in the decades-old Israel-Palestinian conflict. Relatives of hostages and others set up a protest camp outside the Israeli prime minister's residence in Jerusalem. Israeli officials say fighting likely will continue for months. Hamas says it will not free more hostages until a ceasefire actually occurs. Lebanese state media and health officials say that an Israeli airstrike has hit two vehicles near a Lebanese army checkpoint in South Lebanon. The report says the attack Sunday killed a Hezbollah member and a civilian woman and wounded several others. The strike appears to be part of a shift in Israeli strategy toward targeting killings in